May my words be of you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The opening prayer that we prayed this morning is one provided in the Book of Common Prayer for the Sunday closest to June 15th. We pray it nearly every year, as do Episcopal churches everywhere. And it is such a perfect prayer for this moment in our nation's history. At the heart of the prayer is God's own faithfulness and love. In it, we begin by asking God to keep the church. In other words, to hold and steady God's people, to ground us in God's own faithfulness and love. We begin there because God created all things and holds all things together. God's purposes for this world set our direction and are continually being worked out. So that's where we begin, with God's loving purpose. When the whole world seems to be changing and is filled with uncertainty and rocked with overpowering emotions, we have to begin every day with God's love. It is no accident that the vision for the Diocese of Central New York is a world healed by love. We may not see it at this exact moment, but God is moving and moving us forward toward that vision. It is God's love that sets our course, that empowers us, that is the standard for who we are and all we do. So we begin, Lord, keep your household, the church, in your faith and love. And having begun with that request, we make another one, that through God's grace, we will be enabled to do two things. It's important that we say, through God's grace, because without God, and without God's grace, we can do nothing. But what is God's grace? Grace is such a churchy word. Grace is all God is and all God does. Grace is how God behaves toward us. Grace is unending mercy and forbearance in God's relationship with us. Grace is being given unlimited do-overs. Grace is the gift that we and others won't have to suffer the consequences of our poor choices. Grace is what we need in this world now more than ever. Having acknowledged that we are dependent on God's grace, we then ask God for two things: that we may proclaim God's truth with boldness, and that we may minister God's justice with compassion. Holy smokes, do we really want to do both of those things? Do we have the wisdom to proclaim God's truth with boldness? Do we have the courage to minister God's justice with compassion? Do we even know what God's truth and justice are? Well, I believe we do. But the tragedy of our time is that we suffer from amnesia. We have forgotten what God's truth and justice are. And perhaps we have become complacent or just selfish and self-centered. I was deeply convicted by something in the gospel reading for today. Jesus says to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into this harvest." I can honestly say that until I read that statement this week, I have always heard it as a reference to evangelism. For my entire life as a Christian and my entire ministry as a priest until now, when I've heard Jesus say the harvest is plentiful but the laborers are few, I thought Jesus meant that there are many people who don't yet know him, but few who are willing or ready to share the good news. But this week, when I heard Jesus say the harvest is plentiful but the laborers are few, I heard a much broader concern. Remember that Jesus also said, cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, and do it freely as you have received from God. Freely give it all away. The reality is, the world is full of those who are sick and broken and oppressed. There are many, many people who do not live the fullness of life that God intended for them. It is our charge, our responsibility, our privilege as the household of God to go and do something about the sickness and brokenness and oppression. Until everyone experiences the fullness of what God intended for them. Last week, I heard an interesting explanation of the word politics. Politics is all about the distribution of resources. When Jesus said, cure the sick, cast out the demons, cleanse the lepers, he was actually telling us to redistribute resources until the world is healed by love. Go and redistribute resources until the kingdom is fully realized in this world. What I hear Jesus saying when he says the harvest is plentiful but the laborers are few is to go and do politics according to the standards of God's grace and love. The church is supposed to be political. The church is supposed to be in the business of redistributing resources. Now, we get ourselves all twisted into knots and we become paralyzed when we start to talk about how to do that and how much to do that, because then it begins to sound like partisanship. So I'm not going to tell you how to redistribute resources or how much to do it. What I am going to say is that we can no longer be paralyzed by fear. Fear of offending, of doing the wrong thing, of making a poor choice. We've got to stop being paralyzed about using the right slogan or choosing the exact right words. Paralysis is why the laborers are so few. There is so much work to be done in this world, but we are stuck. And we can't even take the first step. But as people of faith, we have to remember that we live in a world infused with God's grace. Grace gives us room to try and fail. Grace gives us space to offend and forgive. Grace gives us a place to make bad choices and then get second chances. Paul reminds us in his letter to the Romans that God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. God has given us so much. We have God's love poured into us, not just a few drops or a trickle, but a waterfall of never-ending love, drenching and overflowing. a geyser of God's love soaring into our lives. And God's Holy Spirit has been given to us not just for a moment, not just now and then, but all the time, filling and enabling and empowering us. I want to give you a time-tested model for laborers in God's vineyard. Five things for us to do. Pray, listen, learn, act, reflect. First, we always begin with prayer. Then we open ourselves to listen and to learn. And then we act, guided by prayer and by what we have heard and learned. And having acted, we pause to reflect. How did it go? What did we hear? Is there something more to learn? Is there a corrective to make? All of it, always bathed in prayer. Laborers are needed in God's vineyard. And the way forward is to pray, listen, learn, act, reflect. I was reminded this week of something that Jimmy Carter said. He said, "My faith demands that I do whatever I can, wherever I can, for as long as I can, with whatever I have, to try to make a difference." End of quote. Can I say that? Can you say that? And yet, God's love has been poured into our hearts, and God's Holy Spirit has been given to us. So what are we waiting for? The harvest is plentiful. Go and do something. Something small. Something big. Whatever is in front of us. But go. Amen.